On April 19, 2010, Tillerson arrived at the Hilton Americas Houston Hotel and Convention Center to receive the Jesse H. and Mary Gibbs Jones Award for contribution to the international life of Houston. It was a typical appointment in an oil industry chief executive's diary. A short hop on a corporate jet, a prepared speech before a sympathetic audience, a lunch of Cornish game hen and vegetables, and a roundtable talk with students from the University of Houston, Rice University, and the University of St. Thomas. As the students snapped pictures of him on their cell phones, Tillerson was relaxed, giddy, and self-deprecating about his looks. One student asked if it was true that he and his wife rode motorcycles for fun. "Pass," Tillerson said, smiling. Another asked about solar and wind power. "ExxonMobil's not really against renewables," Tillerson replied mirthfully. "We sell a lot of lubricant oil to the windmill operators. The more windmills are built, the more oil we sell." To the larger audience of about 750 Houstonians seated at banquet tables, Tillerson read out a philosophical defense of capitalist private enterprise and an explanation of ExxonMobil's mission in the world. Job losses, bank layoffs, and housing foreclosures had swept the American heartland since 2008. Tillerson's words reflected his Boy Scout optimism and Christian faith. "The service we render and the ongoing investments we make from our earnings are critical," Tillerson said. "Simply put, delivering energy in a safe, secure, and responsible manner improves the lives and opportunities of billions of people the world over. When government and industry respect the rightful role of the other and trust each other to faithfully fulfill their respective roles, progress is possible. Deepening understanding and building trust between the public and private sectors is more important than ever. Service, responsible, respect, trust, faithfully." He seemed to wish for ExxonMobil to be considered as a kind of public trust. He used the words trust or mistrust 5 times. "Often the policy changes that are most damaging to entrepreneurs and innovation flow from a fundamental mistrust in the private sector," Tillerson declared. He concluded, "Leaders in the private and public sector both have a responsibility to challenge the basis and perceptions for the mistrust." He took in applause, shook more hands, and departed the Hilton and downtown Houston in the mid-afternoon. The next morning, April 20th, 2010, at 8:52 a.m., on an offshore oil rig called the Deepwater Horizon in the Gulf of Mexico, a drilling engineer working for BP, Brian Morrell, emailed his office in Houston, not far from where Tillerson had delivered his speech about trust between government and business the day before. "Just wanted to let everyone know the cement job went well," Morrell wrote. David Sims, a BP drilling operations manager, emailed Morrell and his colleagues at 10:14 a.m. "Great job, guys.